You are listening to The Edge, a podcast for personal development junkies and visionaries living right at the precipice of oh shit meets fuck yeah. I'm Nadia Munda, an embodiment and relationship coach and a lover of all edges. Stick around to listen to raw, unpolished conversations where we explore our personal and collective edges in all their erotic glory. Okay, you guys are getting me super early. I have been up since 4 a.m. thinking about today's podcast topic, which was not on the agenda at all. And, you know, I'm usually not someone who's up at 4 a.m. thinking about anything. I'm usually just asleep. But here we are, and I just grabbed my phone. And I feel the incredible need to sit down and talk to you all about what's been on my mind. And that is the shadow of extraction in our world. And like many things in my work, I often see a pattern that starts with clients, mostly women, right? Because that's a lot of who I support coming to me, sharing their individual personal experiences. And then I zoom out and I can see the parallel with how this is affecting the world. And specifically around the topic of extraction, this is one where there's such a clear parallel in our love lives and in our leadership. And so we're going to unpack this. And I come to you today like, I don't have answers. I have an inquiry. I have a plea. I have a desire to unpack this with you all, because it's not just my mind that's going to figure this out. It is us as a collective. And so I'm here with the intention of just bringing this to the surface, something that is bubbling up inside of me and is coming up to the surface so much that I have to wake up at 4 a.m. and be like, okay, I think I need to record a podcast at an ungodly hour, but here we go, right? And I will say that this topic is a very layered one, so much so that I started recording this a couple of times, and I don't know if it's because it's 5 in the morning, or if it's, I think it's truly the complexity of this conversation. Like, I found myself confusing myself. And so I had to stop and be like, wait, what am I saying? Where am I going with this? Because it's deeply, we're going to go to a few deeply philosophical places, and they feel important. And they're also directly connected to power, submission, dominance, extraction, feeling taken advantage of, feeling violated, and also everything we're doing to the planet. Because those of you who are not hopping on here for the first time, listening to me for the first time, you probably have heard me, because this sort of comes up over and over again as a through line in my work. I've heard me say that everything is about sex in the world. Everything is the dance of energetic sex. At all times, we are engaging in a relational dance. that is erotic. And sometimes it's the shadow. And so we're going to talk about that today. All right, let's see where to begin. Many years ago, and I say many, I mean, I'm talking like 20-something years ago when I was in university, one of my majors was sociology. So I've always been like a little obsessed with social trends and zooming out and looking at the collective. And it's a lens that I naturally have that it's just how I see the world, right? So anyways, in this university class at McGill in Montreal, Canada, I remember reading an article that was very famous by Andrea Dworkin, I'm not sure how to say her name. And it was I remember it infuriated me at the time, and it was a very controversial article amongst feminist scholars, and it was all about like one of her premises to this article was essentially that as women in a female body, okay, specifically in a female body, we are in a position of vulnerability, of, I don't remember if she used the word weakness, but there was an alluding to that. Because in specifically the sexual act, okay, of what's called P in the V, okay, because obviously there's a lot more to sex than that and many different variations. But when we're talking specifically about heterosexual sex, okay, a male body, a female body, penis enters the vagina. This is what we're referring to in this conversation and in her article. She was saying, essentially, that women are, because of our anatomy, we are naturally in a position of vulnerability and essentially weakness, or we are in a position where we can get hurt a lot more than the men, right? A male body, because the genitals are on the outside, there isn't the same level of vulnerability when he is entering literally the insides of a female body. And so I remember being like, oh. I was so tantrumy about it. And looking back, I'm like, oh, there's some truth. And it's like a truth we don't really want to admit because we were fed. And I remember 20 years ago, I was like a staunch feminist, like hardcore. Like, do not fucking tell me I am not as strong as you men, and you know, blah, blah, blah. And like, you guys, I'm sure if I went to the gym and trained really hard, I could probably lift as much as some of my male counterparts. But like on an essential level, like if we both did not work out, right, it's just generally speaking as a trend, I'm not saying there aren't outliers, there aren't people who do all the, but naturally women have better lower body strength, men have more upper body strength. It's just sort of how it is. As a general trend, statistically, guys, not every single person. So there is this way in which I got mad at her, and I think a lot of other people did, because I was like, I did not want to accept my nature in a female body. Because, of course, I mean, it's so natural for us to want to protect ourselves and to be like, no, I'm strong and I can go take, you know, defense classes and whatever. So I bring this up because in any power play, conscious or unconscious, there's like standards. And so when I look at everything as fractal, our individual experiences as, you know, human to human in our romantic relationships are often a fractal of what's going on in the collective, what's going on in our relationship with the planet, what's happening in leadership, and just across the board, all the layers. And so here, when we look at the female body, is a fractal. Let's just play with this as a hypothesis, right? A fractal of Mother Nature. And the male body is the the dominant force, but essentially the extractor. And if we look at this, I mean, this is part of our nature, right? You think back hundreds of years ago, extraction is not just a modern day thing. We know from the history books that there's, you know, pillaging of villages, and there's, you know, the armies that would come in and like take everything. There was a conquering, like we all, in all of us, irrespective of what bodies we're in, have this energy that wants to take, that wants to conquer. This energy that is extractive. Let's just call it that. And yet I think what's been happening lately that's different in modern society is there has been, the pendulum has swung in the direction of extraction without it swinging back to the other side, which is planting seeds, nourishing. There's become this entitlement to what we should be able to extract, right? Like, I just get up and go to Whole Foods or whatever grocery store, and I buy almond milk and I finish it, and then I throw the plastic thing, / I recycle it, but we all know that recycling is sort of a bit of a scam. It's just like a little, like, oh, look, we're doing our thing. But we know it's not really actually helping that much. So, okay, I recycle the plastic bottle that it comes in. I go back the next week and I expect almond milk to be there. In fact, I'm annoyed when it's out of stock, let's say. There is an entitlement in all of us where we do not realize the extractive properties with something. And I'm not just saying it's almond milk. I'm not like over here going like, all right. We all know that there are eco consequences to so many of the things we consume, whether it be on the vegan side or whether it be on the meat side. So that's not the conversation we're having today, right? But with almond milk, like, there is so much that goes into drinking or creating that bottle of almond milk that I then drink. There's a lot that I'm extracting. And so I'm not suggesting that this is just like a man-woman thing, male, female, like, no. But this is, I understand that this exists in all of us. But what's interesting to me, maybe I'm wrong. I'd love to hear from you guys, because I'm just sort of unpacking this in my own system. But it seems like the pendulum has swung one way, and we are not doing enough to swing it back the other way. And it really needs to be that dance, right? If we're having sex, metaphorically speaking, with the earth, are we just taking? Are we just pillaging? Are we just extracting, reaping? Or are we receiving harvest? Right? And then also planting in the spring. Is it regenerative? Is it sustainable? And of course, these are conversations that have been popping up. We've been seeing regenerative farming coming back in. We've been seeing people excited to have their own land. Right? This is all us coming back into balance after a period where extreme modernization, capitalism, globalization, all of these factors led to pendulum swing in the direction of extraction. Now, this is being mirrored in our romantic relationships. And this is where it is becoming quite a gender thing. Now, again, I'm not suggesting this is the case with everyone, but the amount of clients, women that come to me who feel a deep level of extraction. Some of them know it consciously. Others come to me with painful sex woes, with low libido, with, you know, they think it's those things. Oh, something's wrong with me. I'm having pain during sex, or oh, I don't feel like having sex. So they think it's like low libido, or, you know, just don't want to have sex, etc., etc. It's like, Underneath that, there's your animal and your oracle body going, Something's coming at me here that does not feel safe, and I will close, I will reject. That is the way, that is our strength, because our anatomy is set up so vulnerably. We also have a mechanism, a very strong sniffing out mechanism of, I will now shut down. And so then we wrong ourselves. Can you see how we add violence on top of violence when we go, what is wrong with me? And I will tell you guys, I have been in that situation more than I'd like to admit. And many years ago, when I was in that situation in a long-term relationship, I thought I was broken. Now, more recently, I've learned that this is just my body. Even if my mind is like so into what's happening around me and I don't see any red flags, if my body is a heart, is like a no, even a soft no, and obviously definitely a hard no, like something's off. And as women, we have to trust that mechanism because it is our strength. Everything in nature is balance. Everything. There's always a yin to the yang. There's always a night to the day, sun, moon. Like, it's impossible. Look around. There is always balance. And so, we may look like, okay, our anatomy, there's a vulnerability aspect because we have to allow something to enter us, which can kill us. It's fucking vulnerable as fuck. And don't be mistaken, Mother Nature built in balance. There is an element of strength, and that comes from our oracle animal body that sniffs out when something should not be inside of us. But we have learned to override this, partly because of all the messages in media, because we feel so much pressure to be sexual objects, to be able to perform, to be at the beck and call of someone else. even if it's internalized and unconscious, right? Like a lot of us might be like, I'll do whatever I want. I'm an independent lady. Great. That's your mind. Body, there's all sorts of indoctrinated, deeply, you know, sneaky programming that exists in all of us. That's internalized misogyny and patriarchy. It's all in there, unconsciously learned.
I'm just taking a moment out of this episode to let you know that Chris Bale and I are hosting an event on October 7th about loving transitions, how to consciously navigate relationship shifts. And those shifts can be anything from a separation or moving into a deeper union, relationship format changing, introducing a new person, and lots, lots more. So if that's something that you want to develop and acquire more tools for, then I highly recommend tuning in, whether it's live or the replay. Yes, you heard that right. There is a recording. So if you are hearing this after October 7th, no problem. You can still head to the link that's in the show notes and still purchase a recording of the class. It will be just as valuable to you. So I really hope to see you there and to serve you in the best way that we can.
And so instead of us going, wow, look at my miracle body and the strength in me and this beautiful power, this powerful skill that I have that says no, we have learned to go, what's wrong with me? How many of us have done this? I'm raising my hand. We have learned to go, what's wrong with me? Do you think when we're out there monocropping and we've got so many practices that are all about extraction, 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 extraction? Out in the world, when we see this, we internalize that it's okay, we normalize the process of extraction. And so then we allow it in ourselves. And so the shadow for us as women is that we are allowing it and we're not standing in our power. The shadow in the men is that they are doing it in the context of sex and sexual power dynamics, which are not necessarily in the actual act of sex. It's the dance of energetic sex. It's the power play in any relationship. And so there's a plea in all of this, both to men and to women. The plea to the men is, see what you are doing. Change it. Notice the ways that you are hungry. We would not be extracting from the earth and doing all this, you know, monocropping shit and all the things that we're doing that are ruining the soil and the ecosystems if we weren't literally hungry, right? And we somehow think, oh, that's the way to do it. The way to fill ourselves is through having these, you know, crazy huge just plots of land with one crop, and like this is the way that, you know, like get shit out there. More food, more money, more, you know, it's hunger. It's from a place of hunger. So extraction exists because hunger exists. However, hunger can be satiated in a different way. It's the difference between being like, I'm hungry, I'm going to go and try to fill my belly with at a candy shop. Okay, so you eat, you eat, you eat, and then at some point, you're just going to feel maxed out, but you're still hungry because the actual nutrients you need, the fats, and, you know, the complex carbohydrates and the proteins, like they're not in the candy. And so we are doing the same thing, and I see it in the men who are trying to get candy, and they are hurting us as a result. We see, you know, on the outside, a candy shop looks so fun. You're like, look at all these colors, and the things are like shiny, glittery, and like, let me go inside. And so men are walking around being like, oh, look at the feminine energy, like shiny, glittery, colorful. Let me get some. And then they gorge on the sugar, and then they're not actually full. And in the short term, that extraction from us feels good for them. In the long term, it does not nourish their soul. If it did, we would see so many happy, fulfilled men. I can't say that that's what's happening in the world right now. And as a result, there's also harm done on women. And what happens to us as women is we get extracted from, we get taken advantage of. And then our instinct is to close our hearts, to close our bodies, to put up a sign that says, no access here. And then what does that do? Now we have an even more malnourished society, because the world needs our hearts and needs our energy. And it's really fascinating, because there is this inquiry I'm sitting in, and I'm not sure, I don't have an answer, but I look at Mother Nature and I'm like, okay, I can see evidence on how she is ever giving. We have extracted the shit out of her. We have fucking used her and manipulated her. And we have lately in the modern world taken, and not put back in. It's not everywhere. And it's not every single piece of land. Like I said, there's nothing wrong with harvesting. The same way that there's nothing wrong with a man wanting to enjoy the feminine energy of his woman. That's natural. But is he planting back into her? Is he giving her what she needs? Are we giving the earth what she needs? And often right now the answer is no, we're not. We're learning. We're like, okay, hold up. We got to do some regenerative farming over here. We got to fix the soil. We need to not destroy many ecosystems by only planting one crop, which then kills everything and fucks with the soil, right? Like, we need to stop with all the pesticides. Like, we're learning. Baby steps. Still, we're far, far away from it being balanced. But this is exactly, it's fractal. What's happening in our bedrooms is what's happening in the world. And my plea to the men is enjoy our energy. Please enjoy your energy. There is nothing we want more than to be in our full radiance. But when you see that radiance and it looks like, you know, the colors outside of a candy shop, and then you come and you just take, and you don't invest, you don't plant back in, then you are extracting our radiance, you are closing our hearts, you are making it really difficult for us to be in our essence. And again, it's a two-way street, and I have a plea for the women. I'm not saying it's just one way. The plea for the women is trust the balancing systems in your body. when you feel something is off, something is off. When you are needing to push past an experience, a feeling of tightness, closure, a lack of lubrication, contraction, if you are using tools like vibrators and lube, and I get that there's exceptions. I get that hormonal, like barring hormonal ups and downs, right? Which I get with a woman's life is complicated. But if we are using or heavily depending on these tools, it is again a way we are overriding our body's yes and no. Don't push yourself to open. Don't push yourself to have an orgasm. Don't push. Trust that there is something off. And it's going to look a little bit like different for each person on both sides. But for the men, invest, plant. And that often is going to look like committing and saying, hi, I love your radiance so much that I am here to protect it, not here to just take it. The same way with regenerative farming, you're not just looking at like, oh, well, I harvested whatever fruits and crop here, which as an isolated incident looks like extraction. But if you are on a plot of land and you are tending to it and you are loving it and you are taking care of it and you are saying, I am a custodian of this land, that is planting, literally. You're literally planting. That is watering the soil. That is tending to this piece of land. And if we all took a small piece of land and tended to it, the world would be a lot healthier. The planet would be a lot healthier. Can you think about the amount of rich soil out there in the world? Holy shit, it would be amazing. Great. We need to do it on that level. We also need to start in our own homes, in our own internal ecosystems. We have to. And so my plea to the men is please decide to be a custodian. Decide I am taking this plot of land and I'm going to tend to it. Now to some people that means a commitment like marriage. For some people it's an unorthodox love story. For some people it's a nonverbal commitment. I mean, there are so many formats. That's up to you and your individual needs. But there is a way in which a woman radiates, in which soil gets rich. When someone comes and says, I will take care of this. I am responsible for this. I am the protector of this. I am investing in this. And this is where I see the most heartbreak in my clients is them feeling like there is this extractive energy, this power play that goes one way. And like I said, this is a trend. I'm not suggesting there aren't situations where a woman is extracting from her male counterpart. I'm not suggesting that we aren't all as humans extracting from the bigger female body that is our planet, right? Like, it's not black or white if anyone here is trying to make it. It's not. There is a pattern. There is a trend. It's undeniable. I mean, I am such a champion of the men. Oh, God, I love the men. They are in an interesting time in history. It is a hard fucking journey for them right now. And I am asking them to rise up. Come on, guys. Do better. We can all do better. Let's do better together. Because ultimately, that's a win-win-win. If you tend to the soil, everyone wins. You get more fruit. The bees are happier. The birds are happier. The insects are happier. Everyone. Everyone comes to this plot of land. Have you, if you have not watched this documentary, get your butt online and watch it. It is called The Biggest Little Farm. The Biggest Little Farm. Pretty sure that's the name. And it is this absolutely fantastic documentary about these two people who bought a plot of land that had dead soil. Like, it was dead. Nothing could grow on that piece of land. And in 7 years, they built a whole ecosystem. They had a beautiful, sustainable farm, and all the animals came running back into that space. That can be your relationship. That is my prayer for everyone's relationship. That there be dead, tired, exhausted soil in our inner landscape, and that someone comes, including ourselves, right? I'm not saying you gotta wait for Prince Charming to come rescue you. The amount of disclaimers we have to make these days when we talk about things, it's just hilarious. This is not someone coming to save you. You're also saving yourself because you're tending to your own soil. This is truly one of the first analogies I offer all of my clients going through any program. Is, are you tending to your own, the soil of your own inner landscape? And then someone comes in and has their own skill set and they get to tend to the soil in a whole different way. And when we're tending to the soil together, as a unit, we are creating a whole ecosystem. Our love spills out into possible kids that we have, into friends that we are with, into our community. It becomes magnetic. Everyone wants to come to your space because it's this beautiful, flourishing, rich, nourished land. That is your relationship. And if we each did that with our inner plot of land, and ideally we all also get an external plot of land, right? Can we tend to this peace and come back to a place where we have all of our seasons, where we've got planting season, we have harvesting season, where we are in a reciprocal, regenerative, sustainable relationship where we are giving and taking equally and where the pendulum has not swung in one direction, extract from that which naturally gives. Because I know that there is a deep wound right now in a lot of women. Because we cannot be in our essence, and our essence is to be fruitful, to be radiant, to be abundant, to give life, to give life force energy, to give out color, radiance, right? Beauty. That is what naturally comes to us. It is love manifested in physical form. And when we are constantly getting extracted from, there's going to be closure. There's going to be dead soil. So the same way that Mother Nature is capable of just never-ending amounts of giving back, she also closes her legs, right, with dead soil. She also goes, uh-uh, this is not going to work anymore, and forest fires. She also goes, uh-uh, this over here must be destroyed. So in one way, like, I'm just, as I'm saying this out loud, I'm coming to the conclusion that, yes, her essence is ever-giving and ever-forgiving. Like, she will, if you tend to that dead earth, right, that dead soil, in 7 years, you can build an ecosystem again. She always wants to open to you. She always wants to give back to you. She's so ready. But she does need certain circumstances. She's not always going to be like a yes, 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 yes. Here's more fruit. Here's more, you know, grass. Here's more color. Here are more flowers. No. Sometimes she's going to be like, this shit's dead. So if you don't come tend to it, nothing's going to be growing over here. And that's how we are as women. There's a barren quality to when we close our hearts. We don't want to. It's not who we are. It's not our essence. It hurts us deeply to not be flowering, to not be blossoming. But part of why that's happening right now is because the environment is shit. The environment feels so extractive that we're tired, we're exhausted, and there's no nutrients left in our soul. We, of course, as women, must also work on keeping our hearts open and not closing at the first sign of extraction. But at the same time, we gotta get wiser about closing faster sometimes. It's a double-edged sword in a way. It's like there's two sides to the coin. It's like if we stay open too long, we actually get more of the like barren land because the extraction happens and we allow it. If we close, we're protecting some of the nourishment to a certain extent. What do you guys think? Let me know. I'm not sure. I'm just playing this one out, trying it out. And so I feel like I've looked at, you know, all the different aspects here, and I'll just get really granular down to my own personal experience as we close this episode, which is that, you know, I'm in the inquiry of what do I do? In the face of so much extraction, do I close or do I stay open? And there's this part of me that wants it to be so black and white. Do this, do that. Like there's a prescription. And probably the truth is way more complex and way more nuanced, which is it depends on the situation. And that there's times to stay open and there's times to close. But I do really, as a prayer for all of us, hope that we can all come back into more balance. And so if you are someone who's always staying open, can you sometimes close? If you're always closed, can you sometimes open? If you're extracting, can you also plant? If you're planting too much, can you also harvest? We are so out of balance right now, and it is showing up in a lack of romantic relationships, because that is the building block of life. Romantic relationships create the next life. They also create more love in our communities. And when we've got 50% divorce rate and we've got so many people unhappy or unfulfilled in relationship or single, the building block is not love, it's loneliness. It's barren land. And then we're trying to plant on inside dead soil. It's not working for us. Okay, I'm gonna leave it there. I would love, love, love to hear your thoughts. I often come in with clear opinions, and this is just a place that I'm questioning, that I'm curious about, that I want to open dialogue around, that I want to understand better. I also deeply want the men to know, as a woman, the experience that I'm having and the experience that I'm hearing from so many women, which is that we want to bear fruit. We want to give you the full blossoming radiance of our essence, and it's getting really, really difficult in an environment where we just feel stripped and taken and extracted from over and over and over again with no gratitude, with no acknowledgement of how difficult it is for us to open our hearts, to open our lives, and to put ourselves in a position of so much vulnerability. And so, woman, man, whatever it is that you are doing, however you identify, the one thing that you can start doing right now is giving more thanks to the land. Start there, and maybe we can ripple it inwards to our own lives instead of outwards. And we can, through our gratitude to the bigger female body, can invite this into our personal lives.
I love you guys so much. Thank you for listening. We would love for you to rate and review the show, and I'd love to know your takeaways from the episode. You can do that by DMing me on Instagram @NadiaMunla.